We now welcome into the call the head coach at UAlbany, Greg Gattuso. Good morning, Coach Gattuso.
Good morning.
Good morning. Another fantastic week for you guys, a 45-28 win over Holy Cross in your home opener to jump to 3-0. Give me your analysis of Saturday night's game.
I thought we played a really great first half in all three phases. I thought our kicking game was really good, and kicking and covering. And offensively, we drove down the first series and had a really good drive and missed a field goal. But after that, they settled in and put the ball in the end zone. So, the first half really carried us. I thought it was a really good job by all three phases. And, the third quarter, we were expecting a storm. They have a very good quarterback. He's a fourth-year guy, and he's very talented. And but we were able to weather the third quarter storm and add some points and to the lead and get out of there with a big win for us against, I think, a pretty good football team.
You guys now, as I mentioned, off to a 3-0 start, ranked in the top 25 nationally. How have you addressed with that team, and what's the excitement like on campus?
The campus is been great. We had over 4,000 students at our game Saturday. They were fantastic. And, the crowd, we're starting to build a bit of a fan base, which is nice. And, so there's some excitement off campus. The newspapers and everybody is real into it. We don't really put a lot of stock into it right now. I don't think being ranked after three games does much for me. I think it helps our opponents a little bit, but we're really just trying to get consistent and play our game every week. And when we play our game, we can be a challenge for the opponent. We're doing some really good things. So I hope that our kids are getting the message of let's worry about being ranked at the end of the year when it really matters.
We're here with UAlbany head coach Greg Gattuso. If you have a question for him, just hit *1 on your keypad. Seems like becoming a weekly thing, but Elijah Bittison Hanks, the CA Offensive Player of the Week, 183 yards, 4 touchdowns, now 3 straight games, over 100 yards, and maybe most impressively, he came up big for you with a couple touchdowns there late when Holy Cross started to make a run. Talk about his play.
He's been outstanding. He's very dedicated. I'm excited because I've seen leadership qualities emerge, and he's starting to become one of the guys out there that everybody's looking to. I think, he takes it very seriously, and he wants to be a great player. He's got good support with his front. I think our offensive line's played really well. I think people underestimate them that we've played, and they're doing a nice job. And I think our tight ends have been, we were decimated last year at tight end with injuries and problems. Having our guys healthy and playing well has helped all the way around. So, we were able to run the ball effectively, and he's a big part of it. And he when he gets in the red zone and the goal line, he really is he's a bear down there. He wants in the end zone. So, so far, so good with EB.
With him running so well and your offensive line clearing the way, it appeared to also open up a little bit in the passing game. Nevin Sussman didn't throw it a lot, but threw it pretty darn efficiently. 8 of 12, 183 yards, and a couple of touchdowns. Give me your analysis of his play on Saturday.
We talk a lot about managing the game, and he's the first week against Buffalo, he did a great job managing the game. One or two bad reads, but for the most part, he didn't turn the ball over, and he was exceptional. We thought second game against Rhode Island, he got out of his element a little bit, turned the ball over a few times and struggled. I thought this week he was back into being that game manager, and he made some great throws. There was 4 or 5 big-time throws in there, and that's what we need out of him right now is to be able to keep the secondary off of our run game, and when the opportunity for a big play hits, but making the play. So I'm pleased with that, with Nevin, and I thought he had a good game. And we need him every week. I think he, like our team, is starting to get better, and we just got to keep improving every week in all phases.
On the receiving end of both of those big plays you talked about, Z Robertson, 41 and 49 yard catches for touchdowns, finishes 5 receptions, 142 yards, and it's got to be great to have that sort of a big play threat on the outside to complement that running game.
Yeah, we're really young at receiver. We have all sophomores and freshmen playing receiver right now. We lost Brad Harris for the year, which was our only junior or older. He he's, you know, it took a week. I think the young guys are starting to step up and the workload's getting bigger. And he did a great job on those routes. He made two great catches, you know, good throws and good catches and routes on the two touchdowns. But he also made a big third down conversion with his legs that got us another touchdown later in the third quarter. So, you know, we were happy with Z, and again, his progress, he's getting better every week as he learns. And we need him to be a guy for us because, you know, with Brad Harris out, you know, he's next up, and he needs to continue to be a presence for us out there.
Let's switch to the other side of the ball. And again, as we've talked about, your defense allowed some yards, but came up with four turnovers. How did you feel like they played against, as you mentioned, a really quality quarterback at Holy Cross?
I thought we played, you know, at stretches, I thought we played really, really well. You know, we had a really rough third quarter. Through the first half, they only had the ball for, you know, about 12 minutes or 13 minutes. We were good in third down conversion. They had 150 yards or so at half. We were doing well. But, you know, when you get up 31-7 in the third quarter, you know, we started giving them some room in the second half. And honestly, we had to, because why give them a big play? We made them eat the clock. We made them, you know, use their downs. And, you know, ultimately, we were far enough out ahead that they weren't able to close the gap enough to catch us. So, you know, we changed our philosophy a little bit in the second half, and I think it was a smart decision. And, you know, we're about winning games and not counting yards. The turnovers were outstanding and continue to be a big part of what we do. And, you know, our red zone defense is getting tougher down there, so that's a big thing. You know, so we got work to do on the defense, but I thought overall they played a pretty good three quarters of the game.
Your linebackers were really good, Michael Nicastro as usual, and then you also got a big game from Admiral Logan, 13 tackles, a sack, and a fumble recovery. Talk about his play on Saturday.
Yeah, Abner's starting to get it. You know, he's had to sit out last year with an injury, and you know, he's starting to get comfortable again in a new defense. And you know, having Mike Nicastro next to him helps, because he's like a, you know, orchestra leader out there pointing and telling everybody what to do. So, you know, Abner had a good game, and you know, he certainly has another level to get to, and we're hoping he's going to get there because he's got some talent. But, you know, those two have really solidified our linebacking core and given us a chance to improve on defense.
You guys finish up non-conference play this week back at home against St. Francis, a team that we saw play a really tough game against Towson a week or so ago. As you started to break down St. Francis, what impresses you about them?
I think they're good. You know, they've had some tough trips. They went up to Montana and played really well and had a chance to win that game. And they went down to Towson and they had a very legitimate chance to win that game. Into Columbia last week, got a good win. They're athletic on defense. You know, at number 22, their safety is about as good a player I've seen. He's outstanding. They're very aggressive. They're a good football team. Coach has done a great job there. I've known St. Francis been coached against St. Francis for 25 years, I just think it's the best St. Francis team I've ever seen. They're good. They can play, and they're confident. And we need to be able to play a great football game to have a chance to get a win this Saturday.
All right, Greg. Thanks for your time as always this morning. Good luck on Saturday against St. Francis, and we'll talk to you again next Monday.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.